Moncrief on News Talk.
Even though the UK government quietly dropped the idea 2 years ago, the proposal to ban smoking in beer gardens hasn't quite gone away. A YouGov survey commissioned by the anti-smoking charity ASH found that 62% of British people would support such a ban. So once the Labour Party sorts out who their leader is, could a ban move back onto the agenda? Simon Clark is not sympathetic, as he's director of the pro-smoking group Forest Ireland. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Sean. Pro-choice, not pro-smoking.
You're pro-choice. Okay. All right. So that would cover like everything then, would it?
Well, that's true. It's just that if you say you're pro-smoking, it sounds like you're encouraging people to smoke, which we don't. We merely sort of defend the interests of adults who enjoy smoking and don't want to quit.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for clarifying that. Obviously, you're not in favour of bringing in such a ban, but it seems as if you're in the minority in this case.
Well, yes, but that's no reason to bring in a ban just because a minority of people smoke these days. I mean, this poll doesn't surprise me because we seem to be living in an era where people are happy to ban things left, right and centre. And of course, because the majority of people are non-smokers these days, it's hardly surprising that they would be in favour of a ban. I mean, the point is, certainly in the UK, only a minority of people still go to the pub. It's not like in the 50s and 60s where the majority of people would go to the pub. So as I say, if you do a poll like this, it's going to be very skewed to one side. I mean, the real thing you should actually do is have a poll of existing pub goers and ask them what their view is.
Right. OK. And a minority of people go to pubs anymore, even, say, on a Sunday afternoon during the summer to have a bit of lunch, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it always makes me laugh, though, that people often start talking about banning smoking in beer gardens and outside pubs just when we get to spring and the sun starts coming out. I mean, they don't talk about it in December or January, where it's freezing cold and nobody wants to sit outside, apart from the poor old smoker who's forced to go outside and light up in the wind and rain. Suddenly, when the sun comes out, people say, oh, no, we need to ban smoking outside as well. I think this just needs a bit of compromise. I mean, if, for example, a licensee thought he was going to attract more families with small children at Sunday lunchtime, then he's perfectly entitled to ban smoking for that period and then maybe allow smoking again later in the afternoon or the evening. I mean, I think the point here is that these are private businesses. It's not for government to steam in and dictate to a private business what their policy on smoking in the open air is. And licensees should be free to adopt virtually any policy on smoking that suits their business.
Yeah, though then again, governments in the UK, in Ireland and all across Europe have legislated for exactly that, at least in terms of inside those businesses, to not allow people to smoke.
Yes. And of course, for over 20 years in Ireland, and we're coming up to 20 years in the UK, smoking has been banned in every enclosed public place, which means every single pub, restaurant, cafe in the country. But we need to recognise that certainly in the UK, and I believe there's been an issue in Ireland as well, a lot of pubs went out of business following the smoking ban. There are other factors involved as well, like recession and so on. But there's no doubt in the UK, the smoking ban had a huge impact, particularly on inner city urban pubs, which didn't have an outdoor space. And that's why beer gardens are so important, because beer gardens provide somewhere where smokers can go. But the reality is, in the modern age, non-smokers are very rarely inconvenienced by somebody smoking, because, as I say, smoking's banned in every single indoor public place. So most people are not exposed to cigarette smoke.
Yeah, I suppose the thing is that, you know, it's still the case, certainly in Ireland, that 100 people a week die from smoking related illnesses. So smoke is going into people's lungs, whether voluntarily or not. And certainly when the original pub ban was brought in, a major concern there was the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Indeed, we were told that the smoking ban was brought in to protect bar workers from the effects of passive smoking. I mean, personally, I think looking at the evidence, the argument against about passive smoking was always exaggerated. But I accept that we lost the war on words, if you like. And most people today believe that passive smoking is a serious health risk. So we have to accept that society, is in favour of the indoor smoking ban. But we are talking here about smoking outside. And smoking is still a legal habit. Tobacco is still a legal product. People have to be allowed smoke in some places. And smoking is a very sociable thing. You know, people have always liked to, you know, have a cigarette with their pint. And although the numbers might be far reduced from what they were 30, 40, 50 years ago, there's still a significant number of people who enjoy smoking. And that has to be respected. As long as people know about the, you know, the significant health risks associated with smoking, it's very important that government educates people about that. But people are allowed to decide how they want to live their lives. And if people choose to smoke, knowing the health risks, that is a matter for them. It's not a matter for government.
Yeah, sure. But as long as it only affects them and not other people. And as far as I know, there's no evidence one way or another whether if you're sitting in a beer garden, whether your smoke is going to affect other people or not.
Absolutely. No, there's not a shred of evidence that smoking outside is a significant health risk to those people around you. Now, having said that, you know, I don't believe that people should smoke wherever or whenever they want. I think, you know, smokers have to show courtesy to people around them. And I do think that increasingly over the last two or three decades, you know, smokers are aware that they are in a minority now. They are aware that they need to be courteous and considerate to people around them. But, you know, that's as far as it should go in terms of legislation. We can't legislate to the nth degree to force people to change their habits. And that's the thing about these bans. They're not really about public health anymore. They're about eradicating smoking from society. And the point about smoking, it's not a public health issue. It's a private health issue. Because generally speaking, smoking only affects the actual smoker.
Yeah. But that actual smoker, if they become ill, then all too often they're in the public health system, which is paying for their healthcare.
Well, I would disagree that it's paying for their healthcare because, as you know, I mean, Ireland, along with the UK, has a huge tax burden on tobacco. And actually, smokers more than pay their way in the taxes they pay. I mean, the problem with the whole tax issue on tobacco in Ireland and the UK, of course, it's forcing more and more smokers to the black market. So actually, I mean, this is a different subject entirely, but actually the tax burden on smokers should be reduced because it is not working for government at the moment.
Yeah, given the direction of travel of politics in the UK at the moment, I would imagine you're pretty confident this ban would never come in the UK.
Well, not at the moment, because, I mean, so much is going on, not just domestically, of course, but internationally. And the polls that we've done show that people do not regard tackling smoking as being a significant matter to be addressed at the moment. I mean, whenever we've done polls and we've given people a choice of 10 different topical issues, smoking always comes last. People just, I mean, there are so many anti-smoking laws already in place that really, do we need any more? And I think what's going to happen is the Labour government is such a mess at the moment. This is not something that they're likely to address in the short term. I mean, they were very keen on the idea of banning smoking in beer gardens 2 years ago. But as you mentioned at the start of the programme, they backed off that, largely actually because there was so much opposition from the hospitality industry. And we know the hospitality industry, both in Ireland and the UK, has had enormous struggles since COVID. And they need to encourage, you know, all the customers they can get. And if you say to a significant number of people, no, you're not welcome here, and we're going to ban smoking, not just indoors, but outdoors as well, you're going to drive even more people away. And that's not going to help the hospitality industry.
Yeah. After the next UK election, and Nigel Farage becomes prime minister, and, you know, he rarely has a cigarette out of his gob, would you be lobbying him to drop the existing restrictions on smoking?
Well, he has already said that he would repeal the generational tobacco sales ban that's going to come in. It's already been passed as a law and it'll come into effect next year. He has said he will repeal that. I don't think he will repeal the smoking ban going back 20 years. I'd love him to do that, but I don't think he will. I mean, you know, we would love a compromise where you don't repeal the entire ban, but you amend it to allow separate smoking rooms, designated smoking rooms. But the reality is, I think, you know, that's unlikely. But what I do think Farage will do, should he get into power, he's not going to introduce any more laws. And as I say, I think he will hopefully repeal the generational ban, which is a crazy idea, which is going to infantilize future generations of adults. and is actually, again, going to drive more and more people to the black market, because every year, as you put up the age of sale of tobacco, you're actually creating a larger and larger market for criminal gangs and illicit traders. And of course, you know, illicit trade in tobacco is a major issue in Ireland as well.
Simon, thanks very much for talking to us today. Simon Clark is director of Forest Ireland, as he pointed out there, who is, they're not pro-smoking, they're pro-choice, just when it comes to smoking, obviously.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.